From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. According to a Kurdish news agency, fighting erupted Monday between Kurdish fighters and pro-government militias in the northern Syrian city of Hasakeh. Media reports say Turkish forces have attacked a Syrian Kurdish militia as well as the Islamic State group positions in Syria. Other reports say Turkish forces have struck targets in Jarablus. Meanwhile, the United Nations aid chief said Monday that the situation in Syria represents the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time.
In Aleppo, we risk seeing a humanitarian catastrophe unparalleled in the over 5 years of bloodshed and carnage in the Syrian conflict.
Stephen O'Brien, the United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs. U.S. Olympic swimming medalist Ryan Lochte has lost two major sponsors after admitting he exaggerated claims about being robbed in Brazil. Swimsuit company Speedo and clothing maker Ralph Lauren both announced Monday they would no longer be working with Lochte. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday voted no confidence in a UN-backed unity government. Lawmakers gave Prime Minister-designate Fayez al-Sarraj a 10-day deadline to come up with a new lineup. Backers of the unity government dismissed the move as unconstitutional, but Monday's vote is a blow to efforts to end Libya's chaos. This is VOA News. The leaders of Italy, France, and Germany say Britain's exit from the European Union will not kill the bloc. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande met Monday aboard an aircraft carrier anchored off the Italian island of Ventotene and promised to strengthen the European project. Former French leader Nicolas Sarkozy says he wants his old job back. He announced Monday that he will seek the presidency of France in the next election. Under the banner of his center-right party, the Republicans, Sarkozy will try to unseat incumbent François Hollande. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for deployment of a protection force to help stabilize South Sudan. Jill Craig has more.
South Sudan was at the top of the agenda Monday as Kerry met with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and foreign ministers from Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan in Nairobi at the start of a three-country tour. The Secretary of State announced the United States would be giving $138 million in new aid to South Sudan, which he said would be used for food, water, and medicine for those in need.
We're not just going to provide help incessantly. If they're not willing to accept responsibility and do the things necessary to deliver to their people.
Kerry also said it is urgent to deploy the 4,000-troop Regional Protection Force in South Sudan. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he still plans to deport 11 million illegal aliens living in the United States. Trump's new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, had said in an earlier interview that the candidate's deportation plans were, in her words, to be determined. A new batch of emails released Monday indicates several donors to the Clinton Foundation were given access to Hillary Clinton during her time as Secretary of State. The documents provided by the group Judicial Watch are the latest evidence of an overlap between Clinton's work at the State Department and that of the Clinton Foundation. Hundreds of Nigerian protesters marched on Monday to the presidential villa in the capital, Abuja. They are demanding the government do more to rescue more than 200 girls kidnapped in 2014. Doctors say the death toll from Sunday's suicide car bombing in central Somalia has risen to 27. Nearly 90 people were wounded. The director of the Galkayo Medical Center says wounds sustained by the victims are unusually complicated. He said all of the injuries were caused by shrapnel. Legendary jazz harmonica player Toot Thielemans has died in Belgium at the age of 94. Belgian media report that Thielemans died in his sleep Monday morning. Jean-Baptiste Frédéric Isidore Thielemans was a legend in his own right, but also played with jazz greats like Charlie Parker and Miles Davis. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.